Blog Talk Radio.
There's
a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. Since I've been forgiven, now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new.
Anointing of the Lord fell fresh
upon us, and we ministered, praise the Lamb of God, the Word of God concerning spiritual gifts on in a new way, on a new level. I'll give you tidbits of that a little later in the show, but also, praise the Lamb of God, the prophetic motion, amen, and elements came forth with, hallelujah, deliverance. I tell you this, brothers and sisters, one of my sisters, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and the Lord was bound by the spirit of suicide. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. As I listened to the directives of God on what to do and how to do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we made a prayer chain, and let me tell you what happened. Praise the Lamb of God, just like something off television, hallelujah, God moved by his power, as the Lord told me, to call the spirit of death out of her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They almost had to go get the buckets, but each one of those spirits cried out, praise the Lamb of God, and this woman was delivered. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God, the saints left the church said, I have never seen nothing like that in my life. It looked like something straight off television. What a time, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. What a time we had there in the city of Dearborn last night. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're invited every Tuesday night across the summer. Praise the Lamb of God. With the exception of July 4th, we will be there at the Truth Church. We've decided to make this a summer hot thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Fire this summer at the Truth Church on Tuesday nights. Praise the Lamb of God from 7 to 8:30. And we want you to come out and be blessed any one of those Tuesday nights. My God, listen, you're not going to believe this. We didn't sing one song, but the power of God, the atmosphere. Oh, I just wish, praise the Lamb of God, maybe later on some of my sons or one of my sons or daughters will call in, praise the Lamb of God, and give you a better report than even I can, of course, because I was doing the ministry under the unction of the Spirit. Touch somebody. Reach out and touch somebody and tell them we're on the air today. Praise the Lamb of God. Today, hallelujah, is Worship Wednesday, and we're worshiping and praising God here in Pontiac, Michigan, with Bishop William H. Mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. And this wonderful new Mount Moriah campus up here. I just love to come up here sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, and share with my covering. Bishop Murphy is my covering. Hallelujah. And I thank God for him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you what, I'm going to play, you know, I love to play a song on Wednesdays because what it is our time to worship God. So I want you to lift up your hands and to join Divine Mercy, praise the Lamb of God, as we sing, "It's All for You."
Come on, somebody, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit is flowing. I feel the anointing for healing and miracles. It's raining and pouring over me. Oh, oh. Come on, say it's raining. Come on, sing it. It's pouring. The Spirit is flowing. I feel the anointing for healing and miracle. It's raining and pouring over.
Overflow, 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 all my healing.
Israel would overflow in this rain of the healing waters. We thank and praise God for you, you and you. Of course, there's a different sound because I'm speaking through a mic, and I'm live here in New Mount Moriah's campus here in Pontiac, Michigan, where Bishop William H. Murphy Jr. is the senior pastor, the International Bishop of Intercessory Prayer. And we thank God for his life and his ministry. He serves as my covering also. And we're up here at New Mount Moriah. We've been meeting this morning concerning our international conference there in beautiful city of Louisville, Kentucky, July the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. We will all converge on Kentucky for that powerful, praise the Lamb of God, international meeting along with Bishop Paul Sylvester Boyden, who is our presiding bishop, and all of you are welcome to join us. It's a fellowship, praise the Lamb of God. It's not a denomination. It's a fellowship, praise God, and all are welcome to join us there in the beautiful city of Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, my goodness, people of God, what a time it's going to be. Matter of fact, starting this Friday night, praise the Lamb of God, we have Fire on Friday, a revival that is going on in the state, praise the Lamb of God, of Kentucky. This Friday night is going to be in Louisville, Kentucky. Then next Friday night is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Then the next Friday night is going to be in Huntsville, Kentucky. And then the next Friday night is going to be back in Louisville, Kentucky, praise the Lamb of God. And this Friday night, Elder Gracie McCoy is going to be down in Louisville, praise the Lamb of God, ministering the word and galvanizing the forces for our International Conference of Intercessory Prayer. Then on next Friday night in Bowling Green, I will be, praise the Lamb of God, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, bringing the word and ministering, doing the same thing and facilitating classes on Saturday. We are expecting a great, great move of God. We've done it in Atlanta as our conferences was held there, and we have seen a great, great, great outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord as we have moved strategically to bring down the demonic forces around the state and around that city, whereas intercessory prayer and our conferences are being taken to. We have mapped out the area, we have researched the area, and we recognize, hallelujah, the stronghold that's over these cities, praise the Lamb of God, the witchcraft, hallelujah, that has harnessed these various cities. And so we have come together with intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to bombard heaven until we pierce the atmosphere and bring down these walls of bondage. Praise the Lamb of God so the Spirit of the Lord can have free flow. Somebody say free flow, free, free flow, free flow. We're going to have free flow, praise the Lamb of God, as the Lord gives us direction and guidance. Praise the Lamb of God. People, I'm excited about God. Oh, I wish you had been with us on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Last night was just awesome. There in the city of Dearborn at the Truth Church. You wanted to be there last night to see this dynamic move of God, the power of God move so awesome. I'm telling you, people of God, the 50 days fast that we went on, praise the Lamb of God, has proven to be more than a weight loss. Hallelujah. We paid the cost, and God has poured out his Spirit. It's moving. People are being added to our ministry. Old members are coming back. It is all the result of prayer, people of God. It's all the result of prayer as we praise and worship God, as we intercede, praise the Lamb of God, and pierce, hallelujah, the atmosphere for the salvation of others and reclaiming the black lives. I tell you this, our churches have been misfocused and misdirected for a long time because God has declared through his own Son that my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you you have made it a den of thieves, and not just the house of prayer, but the house of prayer for all nations. Hallelujah. We should be interceding, number one, for all nations, and then all nations should be welcomed to the house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're on a mission, along with Bishop Wayne H. Murphy Jr., we're on a mission, along with Bishop Paul Morton, praise the Lamb of God, to reclaim the church as the house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. That's our motto. Hallelujah. That's what we live by, and that's what it's all built up to be. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, people of God. Oh, the move of God. I'm still on a high. I'm still on a high. We have a call here. I'm going to see. I know this is one of my daughters from California. I know this is Erica. Erica 818. Who's calling?
I'm Karen. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How's things going down there in Cali Alley?
It's going well. Just ask for, you know, continued prayer on my company, on my family. That God continue to strengthen me in my walk. So,
hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Well, he is able to do that. You know that, don't you? He's able to strengthen you in your walk. He's able to build you up. He's able to give you all of the necessities that you need in this season. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter today. Call in for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And we know that you are a God that heareth prayer. And we thank you today, Father, that all her needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray now, Father, that you move in our life mightily. Hallelujah. And that every hindering spirit, every demonic force that comes against her, we bind it now in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
We bless you, daughter. Thank you for calling in. Know that your pastor is praying for you, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. Bless you. Bless you. Praise God. Oh, my God. What a wonderful God we serve today. My God, my God. It's Worship Wednesday on our page. It's Worship Wednesday here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome time we had yesterday here as the Spirit of God moved. Praise the Lamb of God mightily on the show. And we discussed so many things. People of God, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. I announced it last night. Praise the Lamb of God. I was waiting till some more of you got on the show so that I could really, really share this with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want you to really gear up and start praying for, praise the Lamb of God, all of our cities, the major cities this summer, and praying for the mercy, praise the Lamb of God, and the deliverance power of Almighty God. I went in a very, very strong intercessory prayer last night for our nation, for our city, for the city of Chicago, for the city of Detroit. I was calling them out and spending time praying and begging, literally begging God for mercy and compassion, praise the Lamb of God, over our cities, because we have not yet heeded the warning of God as he has worked on the outlying areas of states, praise the Lamb of God. And now he's moving mightily in the cities, praise the Lamb. And we must understand, people of God, what God is doing in this season. Hallelujah, people of God, listen to the prophet today. What God is doing in this season, hallelujah, it's going to continue until he gets recognition. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to continue until we recognize that it is God that's doing it and that his name, praise the Lamb of God, is called on by city officials and all. Praise the Lamb of God, because there's so many people, hallelujah, who do not believe that God exists anymore. There's so many people who are trying to wipe out the name of God. There's so many people, praise the Lamb of God. I hope you all can hear me today. Hallelujah. I'm remote here in Pontiac, Michigan. But there's so many people who are trying to wipe out the name of God, who are trying to destroy, praise the Lamb of God, the consciousness of America concerning, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the belief even in God, and that the word of God means nothing, that it was just written by men, mere men, praise the Lamb of God, who had psychological problems and hang-ups. People of God, we cannot stand to the side and allow this to happen. We cannot stand to the side and allow, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, spiritual wickedness in high places to destroy the image of God in this nation. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody must rise up and be counted. Somebody must rise up and speak out. God needs voices, hallelujah, that's going to stand for God and declare, for God I live and for God I die. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, it's our time, it's our season, but we must take hold, praise the Lamb of God, to what God is doing in this season and what God is saying to us through the catastrophic events, praise the Lamb of God, that we're seeing all over the land. I'll go cry out and talk about it, praise the Lamb of God, until somebody else cry out and talk about it. Hallelujah. All of these hurricanes, all of these tornadoes, all of this stuff that we're seeing in our schools with our children every day on CNN, I've been noticing that more and more children are dying. People of God, we cannot stand back and just be silent and watch the world go to hell talking about we happy because we say there must be a cry. There must be somebody, praise the Lamb of God, who will rise up and speak up and speak out for the God of the God of heaven. Hallelujah, who created all things, who has provided all things for his good pleasure, who has created each of us for his good pleasure. Somebody's got to rise up and talk about this. People of God, somebody's got to speak out about it. Somebody, before God do to us what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah, before God do to us what he did in Noah's day, because every thought of that imagination, the scripture says, was evil. Every thought was wicked. Now, every thought was wicked, and God flooded the world. Praise the Lamb of God. We must recognize, hallelujah, that we are the chosen in this city. We are the chosen voice, people of God, that needs to rise up and be counted. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And voice our opinion, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the God that we serve. Praise the Lamb. A lot of you don't want to hear this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You just want to be prophesied to and all of this and then told what's going to happen in your life. But sometimes, people of God, you've got to be concerned about more than just you. It can't be all about you all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If that's all God got to prophesy about, then he's a weak God. Hallelujah. When our nation, praise the Lamb of God, when our nation, people of God, hallelujah, is sinking into darkness and systemic evil and blood is running up and down our streets. Hallelujah. What are we going to do about this? When thousands of children are dying, young people every day being shot down, murdered, suicide, and we act like it's a norm. When will it touch our hearts? When will it bring us to a place of compassion to say this must stop? When will somebody cry out to God? When will this be a burden in our prayer life? When will we start praying for the unsaved? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking to Pastor yesterday, And I was telling them the burden of my heart. Pray well last night, praise the Lamb of God after the service. I was talking to Pastor A.J. Collins in Texas. And then he was on the phone and we was talking and we were sharing what is wrong in the church that the baptismal pools are dry. What is wrong in the church that you take in 15 people across the month for baptism, and then when the day for baptism comes, nobody shows up to be baptized? What is happening? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the pool is dry, what is wrong, people of God? Praise the Lamb of God. When no one, hallelujah, hallelujah, is coming to God in tears, crying out, men and brethren, what shall I do to be saved? It's time for us to be concerned about this. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for our knees, hallelujah, to have at least one dark spot on it from bowing and crying out to God. It's time for us as a people, praise the Lamb of God, to look to God and say, Father, have mercy, save, deliver, because you saved me, because you delivered me, because you set me free. Praise the Lamb of God. I know you can do it for someone else. Praise the Lamb of God. Today, is there an intercessor? Is there one who would volunteer today to lead us in prayer today? Praise the Lamb of God. If so, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. As we prepare to go into our prayer mode, all you have to do is push one on your dial, and you can be that person today, praise the Lamb of God, that will lead us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lamb. Boy, oh boy, I wish you guys were up here at this beautiful campus, up here at the New Mount Moriah, praise the Lamb of God Church, with Bishop William H. Murphy Jr., who is the senior pastor here. Oh my God, what a beautiful place it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Someone who would like to pray for us today, why don't you push one on your dial, praise the Lamb. You all know the prophet will pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here today and you feel that we're all as an intercessor, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who's calling today?
Hello, prophet. This is Madjanice.
Hi, Madjanice. How are you doing today, daughter?
I am fine, and you?
I am wonderful, praise the Lamb of God. You going to lead us to the throne of grace today?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want you to remember our cities, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to remember, praise God, hallelujah, the nation. And this summer, praise the Lamb of God, we have already entered into hurricane season. And it's already been reported by the meteorologists and what have you that we are in a bad season already, and that they're expecting at least 20 hurricanes to come inland. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And touch in America along the eastern seaboard this summer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm hearing in the spirit about major cities and catastrophic events coming to these major cities. There's only one thing that's going to turn, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the wrath of God, and that is, hallelujah, the prayers of the righteous. Come on, God, lead us to the throne now, in Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, Lord. We give you glory on this afternoon. We just give you praise on this afternoon. We lift you up and we say hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you. We exalt you. Take the seat of honor in this place. We just worship you on today, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because you've just been so good. If you chose not to do another thing, you done enough, Lord. You've answered when we called upon you. You've answered. You've woke us up this morning. You've allowed us to be prosperous in our ways, God. You've given us prosperity and places to live and cars to drive and working limbs, God, and voices to praise you. So we lift up our hands today and we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do, God. I lift up Oklahoma to you today, God. And first, before I do that, God, I want to repent. And I ask you, God, for forgiveness of all the things that I might have done, God, said or thought, God, that are not pleasing unto you. I stand in the gap, God, and I ask you, God, for forgiveness for the body as a whole, God. And I ask you, Lord, that you would have mercy upon us, God, and cleanse us with your all-powerful cleansing blood. Cleanse us and wash us clean. Make us white as snow so that we can come before you, God, and lift up holy hands. And I thank you because you are faithful to forgive. Show us us, God. Show us us so that we can turn away from those things that are not pleasing unto you. We just want to live righteous before your eyes. We just want to live holy, and we want to be like you. For you said, be holy, for you are holy. So I thank you, God, for what you're doing in your church. I thank you, God, for the cleansing and the purification and the purging that you're doing in the body as a whole. So we bless you on today, God, and I lift up Oklahoma to you, God, and I thank you, God, for the restoration that is coming forth for them now, God. But I ask you, Lord, that you would look upon them and extend your hand of mercy, God. Look upon them even now, God, for those who have nowhere to go, those who are being homeless, even those who had no insurance, God, for those who lost everything, God, even for the families that were lives were lost, God, I ask you, God, that you would give them peace, God, because you are the Lord who sits upon the waters, God, and we know, God, that you are in control, even though it looks like disaster, God, we know that you are still in control, and you said that you would give your people peace, God, so I ask you, God, that you would give them peace in this time, God, and this time, and give them the strength to rebuild, God. Give them supernatural resources, God, and just do it, Father, in a way that they will know that it is you who did it, God, and all the unsaved people in that region, God. I ask you, God, if you would bring them to their knees, God. Bring them to their knees now, God, so they would come running. Lord, we should know what must they do to be saved, God. Quicken their hearts and their spirits, God, because we can only seek you. If you give us the desire to seek you, God, we understand that everybody will not be saved, God, but there are some who are not saved that you are calling to be saved, and I lift them up to you now, God, and I ask you, God, that you would do it now, God, quicken their minds, God, and their spirits and their hearts, and turn them away, God, from all ungodly things, God, and all manners of evil, God, that have come upon them that make them choose to do other things, God. I ask that you would have mercy upon your people, God, and don't turn us over to a reprobate mind, God. I stand in the gap, God, as one of those crying out to you, God, even though, Father, we have not acknowledged you, we have not thanked you, God, but I ask that you have mercy upon us, God, have mercy upon us, God, and draw us unto you. It is something within us, God, that makes us want to worship something. And let them know, God, that it is you who shall be worshipped. It is not self-worship. It is not worship of things or any other idol, God, but it's the one true living God, Jehovah, creator of all things, that shall be worshipped, God. So I ask, God, that you would draw them in by your spirit, God. And even in this season that we are in, God, of tornadoes and hurricanes, God, I ask that you would have mercy upon the United States, God. Have mercy upon all the major cities, God, where we see disaster coming. You have shown us the disaster in the spirit, God. But I ask you, God, if you would have mercy, God, and touch the hearts of the people, God, and let them turn back to you, God. I ask you, God, if you would even touch the president of the United States and the entire cabinet, the vice president, God. We lift them all up to you because we know that the very sin is sick, God. So I ask you, God, if you would touch them, God, and let the salvation come, Father, from the head down, God. Change them, Father. Turn them back to you, God. We know that many
is not wicked, as you know, God. That all of us who are pursuing righteousness, God. That all of us who are seeking you, God. That all of us who just want to touch the hem of your garment. And we are living holy lives. But that reason, I ask that you have mercy, God. Have mercy upon your people according to the love, your loving kindness, according to the multitude of that tender mercies. Lord, have transgressions, God. And deliver us from sin, for we acknowledge them, God. For we have sinned before you and you only, God. So I ask you, God, for mercy for the United States in this season, God. And I lift up, God, even Israel, God, your holy nation. I pray for them, God, and all their borders, God, that is being surrounded by enemies, God. I pray, God, that your hedge of protection, God, not be penetrated, God. I ask you, God, if you will turn the hands of the wicked, God, and whatever devices they have set, God, towards your holy nation, that it would backfire upon them, God, and that they would not be prosperous, God, in what they're attempting to do in this season, God. But you said that if we pray for Israel, God, that if we pray, God, for your holy land, God, we would be blessed, God. But I pray for your holy land, God, and your people, God, that are caught up in bondage, God. I ask you if you would free the minds of your people, God, even those who are caught up in idolatry and false religions, God, even those who are caught up in cults, God, and all sorts of false doctrines, God. I ask that you would illuminate, God, your word, God, your true word, God, that is within us, God, when we confess salvation. I ask that you would illuminate that in this season, God, so that it would break the bondages of wickedness that attempts to lead your people astray, God. And we give it all to you, God. We give it all to you because we can do nothing without you, God. And I ask that you would look upon the sick in this season, God. I lift up Elder Raphael to you, God. I lift up Charlotte Johnson to you, God. I lift up Lethesia to you, God. I lift up all those who might be battling in their bodies in this season, God. And I ask that you would release the hearing anointing, Jehovah Rapha, that you would pour out your spirit upon them, God, and heal them from the inside out. Not only heal them, God, but make them whole, God. You know who will praise you. You know who will give you the glory. You know who will tell everybody that you did it, God. So I lift them up to you. And addition to all of us who are sick, who cannot walk, who are battling bone and joint marrow issues, God, whatever their issues might be, because many are the afflictions of the righteous. But my word says, your word says that you shall deliver us from them all, God. So we put it all done, God, because you said that you would, God. Let us learn, God, from the trials and tribulations that we have to encounter, God. Let us pass the test the first time, God. So we don't have to keep taking the same test over and over again. My heart cries out to you, God, for the people who are not saved, God. I come again today, every day I come to you, God, asking you, God, that you would give us a word for your people, God. Come out like a flood with the right now word for those who need you, God. You said that if they believe and if they confess, God, that Jesus is your son, He died for our sins and he was resurrected on the third day, and they would be saved, God. So I ask that that same believing faith that you gave us, that we would be able to impart it in others, God, that it would be activated, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because you said that you are the resurrection, God, and the resurrection is within us. So I ask for resurrection death for those who are spiritually dead in this season, God, that they would be resurrected by your word that comes out of our mouth. And I pray that they would see you and not see us, God, that they would hear you and not hear us. I've seen you do it before, God. I know it can be done. You did it for me, God. So I thank you, God, for all that you've done, God, and all that bless you with. I bless you in advance for the abundance of financial prosperity that's coming to your people, God. I ask you even now, God, that you would prepare the ground, Father, for the fasting that is about to take place, God, for the full gospel, for the full gospel fasting, God. I ask that you would even prepare those grounds, God, and that you would even prepare those prayer lines, God, that you would even begin to give leadership and all the intercessors that will be praying, that you would give us divine revelation, God, of what it is that we would be praying for, so that our prayers would be strategic to break down strongholds. We ask for the breakers anointing to be released even now.
Support and all he does, praise the Lamb of God, to help us to go to the next level. He just touched me on the shoulder a few minutes ago and said, I'm so proud of you, boy. And that smile came on his face, and it excited me that somebody is excited about us. We're going to hear from him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, while he's sitting here with us, next to us. He has classes and things like that going, praise God, and we're talking to a speaker, people of God, so bear with us. Amen. Bear with us. Hallelujah. Bishop Murphy is here with us. Say hi to the people today, Bishop Murphy.
Well, praise God, all of you, and I am so grateful and thankful to God to just be able to share with my friend and brother, Prophet Shakespeare, and I tell you, I am just so godly proud just to be connected to his ministry and all that God is doing in his life. And we're just excited about the future. God, I tell you, I believe God's going to do some powerful things, amen, through the ministry of Prophet Michael Shakespeare.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Murphy. Bishop, while you're here, and we have you for a few minutes, and I know your time is short with us, but tell us, you know, just give us some excerpts of your ministry, how it started, where God is taking you. Talk about the international ministry. Tell them what we're doing in Louisville. Tell them what we're about to do. Praise the Lord. Where we're going in January. Just talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Hallelujah.
You know, I've always considered myself as a worshiper. But one of the things that I found out about Shakespeare,
yes,
is that you cannot worship and not be an intercessor.
Oh, my God.
That true worship will always lead you into that secret place where you're compelled to talk to God, where you're compelled to enter into relationship with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I never purposed to be what I would consider an intercessor or a prayer warrior. Amen. But God, through his infinite power and through the portals of worship, God just released us into that thing, into that area of prayer and intercession. Amen. We're now, we're known all over the world, not just for worship, but for intercession. And I'm just grateful for what God is doing. Again, we just got back from the Grand Caymans, Cayman Islands, and we were there for about 3 days. And
yes, Lord.
As we were there on Sunday ministering, several of the what they call opposition party showed up to church that Sunday.
Wow.
I didn't know who they were, but I began to prophesy over one gentleman in particular.
Yeah.
And after I was through, Dr. Shakespeare passed, got up and he said, Bishop, you don't know what you just did. And you didn't know who you were talking to.
My God.
But he was the leader of what is called the opposition party. The election was 3 days later. They were expected to lose to the other party. But I got a call on last Saturday saying that particular gentleman is now the prime minister of Grand Cayman.
Ah, jeez.
And so God is just moving in a very special way. And I believe that the anointing.
Well, I feel God coming over me when you were talking, man.
And God has released upon us in this season.
Hallelujah.
And that's how we connected. And that's how God really brought us together. We've known each other for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But God brought us together through this intercessory,
yes,
prophetic anointing,
yes,
which I believe is so key, even in this season, that God is really opening up the nations to us. And that,
yes,
was
Lord,
our reason for talking about
Yeah.
I believe that what God is doing through this prophetic ministry and through the ministry of intercession, that the need is so great that he's literally opening up the nations for us.
My God, I believe that.
Because the only way that our nations will turn, the only way that they will prepare to hear the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that intercession and that prophetic ministry goes forth,
yes,
to open up the gateway, to open up the way,
yes,
to open up their hearts so that they could receive the message of the gospel. And I believe that God has anointed us to do it. And I am so grateful, Dr. Shakespeare, for our presiding bishop of our fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
Bishop Paul.
I just finished talking about him. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I tell you, God has such a great heart. A real ministry. He's not stuck on himself, but he's stuck on God.
He's stuck on God.
Amen. Hallelujah. I appreciate that ministry and how he has allowed us to go forth and to build this ministry, this prophetic ministry of prayer and intercession.
Now, Bishop, you know, yesterday, last night I was teaching our people of God, y'all need to be touching somebody, reach out, touch somebody, and tell them they need to be trying to chime in. I know many of you listening via the internet as well as calling in and being a part of our live studio here. Praise God. And I see your number here, 864 error code 818. I see you guys. I'm going to get to you in a little bit. Praise God. But I want to just hash out just a little bit here about what Bishop is saying, because last night I was talking about in our session at the church, the ascension gifts and how Christ has ascended on high, laid captivity captive, that he might give these gifts unto men, that he might seal all things. And, you know, the apostle, the prophet, blah, 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 blah. And while you were talking, I heard the Lord speaking and saying in the spirit that the prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, announces what God is going to do.
Truly, truly.
But then the intercessors have to pray the will of God into the earth realm. Praise the Lamb of God. And isn't it ironic, Bishop, that he has connected us? So, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
And I see the connection.
My God.
I understand the connection.
You know what? One of these years, people of God, I don't know, next year, the year following, or whatever. We're going to bring these two conferences under the same roof.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be lightning and thundering up in there.
True.
Praise God. And some of you have never had the opportunity in January to go to the international ministry of Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr. You can go to his website, Praise the Lamb of God. What's that website?
WilliamMurphyMinistries.org.
WilliamMurphyMinistries.org. You can look at all that. It will give you information on where the next conference will be and this, that, and another. And you can start registering now and saving your money for that. Every January, the first week in January, like clockwork, we are somewhere in this nation, praise the Lamb of God, praying, interceding, teaching on prayer, and imparting and activating anointings, the prophetic.
Sure.
Comes together with that. He is not a man just hog the mic and all of that. He passes the mic to the prophets and prophetess and what have you. We hear what God is saying. We speak into the lives of the prophets. And it's something you don't want to miss. Praise the Lamb of God. So you need to tap into that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. If not, do nothing but sow a seed into it. Hallelujah. This is good ground. This is the man I pay my tithes to. Hallelujah. This is good soil right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to know also that this September, talk about September. What we going to be, where we going to be in September.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them might want to jump on the plane.
Truly, truly, truly. Amen. We're actually going to be in Nassau, Bahamas.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's going to be termed as a time of prayer and relaxation.
Prayer and relaxation.
Amen. So during the day, we'll relax and we'll chill. At night, we'll have a service. And then, of course, on Saturday, we'll have some intercessory prophetic classes, amen, that will minister to the hearts of the people. And I'll tell you, Shakespeare, it's going to just be blessing.
Well, you know, I'm going to be right there with you.
And we're going to lay on the beach, and we're going to do some too.
Yeah, we're going to get my Bermuda shorts quick.
Absolutely. Amen. We're going to lay on the beach and talk to the Lord and read some scriptures and read some books and just and restore and regenerized so we can go back and really do what God has called.
Man, you know, that's a beautiful attitude. Nassau is so beautiful, praise.
Yes.
And we're going to be there with Bishop Neil Ellis, the second presiding bishop.
And actually, he's going to be our speaker on Friday night. We're going to be there Thursday, the 18th and 19th.
Okay.
I'm going to bring the message on Thursday. He's going to bring the message on Friday. And then we're going to have some prophetic sessions on Saturday morning with the folks here from Bahamas.
Oh, my God. I felt God again.
It's going to be incredible.
Oh, my God. It's going to be an awesome time. People of God, if you can make your way to the Nassau, Bahamas, praise the Lord. I wish we had all the information here. I'm going to have to
They can go on the website.
Or you can go on Bishop Murphy's website, praise the Lamb of God, William Murphy Ministries website, WilliamMurphyMinistries.org. And you can go on that website and get all the information off there where we're staying, the host hotels and things of this nature. And you can join us there. I am definitely, the Lord already spoke to me and told me I was going to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're gearing up. There's no registration for the conference.
Just show up.
Praise the Lamb. Just show up, and you will be a part of this dynamic conference, praise the Lamb of God, in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas in September. I tell you, you really want to make that trip if you can. Praise God. Boy, oh, boy, I tell you, people of God, when you talk about a teacher, Bishop Murphy has always been a preacher par extraordinaire. But when you talk about somebody who can teach under the unction of the anointing, when it comes and it relates to intercessory prayer, there is nobody that walks in this anointing that I know. And I read the sheets, I read all of the materials on prayer that comes out and what have you in intercession, and I listen to tapes. But I'm telling you, people of God, he has a lot of material that will enhance your prayer life. And in PSM, you know, I'm always trying to enhance you to another level. Hear the prophet's voice today. WilliamMurphyMinistries.org. Hallelujah. If you don't own the interactive CD in prayer, you need to get that. You need to get the five traits, praise the Lamb of God, of an effective intercessor. He has written books. He is an author. Praise the Lamb of God. And many of you know his music. You've been singing it in your churches and don't even know that you're singing songs that he has composed and directed. Praise the Lamb of God. Plus his sons, hallelujah, William Murphy III. Y'all know Praise is What I Do. Y'all put it on my page all the time. It's his blood son, praise the Lamb of God, William Murphy of the third, praise the Lamb of God. Then his twins, Devon and Dewan, praise the Lamb of God, with Rock Nation, hallelujah. Matter of fact, one of your sons, Devon just recorded his first CD.
I tell you,
wait a minute now, but we got to tell him this, not his first song, because
right.
He's on Rashawn Mitchell's CD,
Beat Your Hat CD.
Oh, my God, he wrote the demo. He didn't wrote so many songs until it's crazy. He like Quincy Jones.
Right.
Hallelujah. But he just did his first CD, and he did the CD at his grandfather's church, at William Murphy Senior's church in Great Ebenezer. There in Detroit, Michigan. And I was in Orlando when that took place. But boy, oh boy, my daughter told me it was on fire. And she told me, where were we together? The night before last, Angel told me, I'm going to get my hands on Bond's CD. Angel don't get excited about anybody's music. So I know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Go to his website. You will find so much there. If you need a prayer shawl or to leave, it's there, praise the Lamb of God, on his website for you, people of God. Invest in this. We are one, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit. We are one in the Lord, and we support each other, praise the Lamb of God. And I want you all to know, if you want to attend one of his conferences, I am pushing you that way to go ahead and do that. It will bless your life as it has blessed my life. My God. Bishop, anything else you want to say to the people? Anything, man, that you want to share with them? Any upcoming events? Anything else?
Well, I think it's. I know you've talked about the storms and that have come up and the storms that are forecasted. And just want to just kind of really point the people into a place that they can really understand. Even as we put together our full gospel 21 Days of Prayer.
Yeah.
The introduction of that, talking about the storms, that prophetically that schedule was put together 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
And as we're reading it now, it seems as if it was just written.
My God.
And so that really brings to reality what God desires to do for his people in this season and how, as a people, we must prepare to go through the storms.
Yes.
So that we might be able to reap the benefit of the storm.
Hallelujah.
And I know many, many times when the storm comes, many spirits are released in the atmosphere, fear. But not only is fear released in the, but with the same storm that releases fear, it also releases courage.
Yes.
And so it just depends on how you receive the storm. You can either receive the storm in fear, or you can receive it in courage. And a good example of that.
My God, do you all hear this, people of God?
Amen.
There's two ways to receive a storm, or even to perceive a storm.
Truly, truly.
One is fear. And what's the other, Bishop?
Courage.
Courage or faith.
Or faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fear and faith.
Fear and faith.
You can fear the storm, or you can have faith, praise the Lamb of God, and courage in the time of the storm.
And so I'm looking at this. In the same storm, you have someone who's fearing. And in the same storm, you have someone who has courage. The one who has the courage is ultimately the one who saves the one who has the fear.
Oh, my God.
And so we have to make up our minds in this season, if we're going to be the ones who are fearing the storms, or if we're going to be the one that is bearing the courage in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
How we, whatever spirit we grab a hold to in the storm is going to dictate how we come out of the storm. And so we must go in the storm with courage, number one, because it's already prophetically been spoken that the storm is coming.
Oh, my God.
We got to prepare and be ready for the storm.
People of God, you all know, I've been telling you all, the storm is coming.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb. I've been telling you all this and telling you all this. We've been prophesying. We've been posting it on Facebook that the storm is coming. Do you hear the bishop? Praise the Lamb of God saying the storm is coming. The next thing about the storm, as you were talking, this just came to me as you were talking. In this courage in the storm, you know, I just had a flash of Thomas Edison.
Uh-huh.
While other people are fearing the storm,
uh-huh,
he's taking the storm, harnessing the lightning, and creating light.
Come on, man.
Because he didn't fear the storm.
And receiving power.
Through the storm. Glory to Jesus. Somebody, God, know somebody that jumped up off your sofa. Praise the Lamb. Hold that steering wheel. Don't you run. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, it's so much in that, people of God. Listen, we have an international prayer call. I announced this yesterday. I announced it last week. Praise the Lamb of God. We have an international prayer call that you are invited on to pray with us, praise the Lamb of God, concerning these storms. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's tomorrow night, Thursday, June 6th, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise the Lamb of God. The dial-in number is 605-475-4700. That's the dial-in number. You can call in and be a part of this, but I'm going to warn you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't wait till the last minute to get on that call. Because this call, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, this call, I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, it can only handle 1,000 phone call-ins. And it is an international call. So you want to be on the call waiting, praise the Lamb of God, for people to come on this call so that you can participate in this. It's going to be an historical event. We have never done this before this way. Praise the Lamb of God. And Bishop Morton Murphy is going to be on there. Praise God. and other international figures is going to be on there, and we're going to run this call to be a blessing to you and yours. Hallelujah. As well as to give glory to the kingdom. Praise God. I think we got a call to Bishop. If anyone want to ask Bishop Murphy a question concerning prayer at this time, you can just push one on your dial and we will entertain it. Erico 504, your mic is high. You call in.
Hey, Overseer, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. This is like Pastor Overseer.
Yes. Hey, Bishop, how you doing, sir?
I'm great. Blessings to you and all that concerns you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you all have my spirit leaping. I was enjoying what's going on. I just think that it's vital that we all connect, and it is a serious time for us to get together and pray. And I think so many people are asleep, you know, as we got what I call the Jonah spirit on, sleep while the storm's going on. And we have to wake and begin to speak to the winds and decree and declare what God is saying.
Yeah, man, you're right about that. Old Dr. Frederick G. Sampson over at the Tabernacle Church, God rest his spirit, he used to tell a story about sleeping in the storm. He said the only way you can sleep comfortable in a storm is that you prepare for it. If you prepare for the storm, you can sleep in the storm. Praise the Lamb of God. You can have confidence in the Lamb of God. All is well because you have secured all things. Greatest security is God. Hallelujah.
Yes, and we're really looking forward to the call tomorrow night. It's going to be powerful. We're just telling everyone to get on, get on, get on, because God's going to move it.
Praise the Lord. People of God, that call is going to be on fire. You need to be on the call early. Praise the Lamb of God. It's only going to happen to 1,000 people, so if you call in and you can't get on, no, it's 1,000-plus people already on the line praying. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to miss that. Pastor Pierce, tell us something good about changing a generation down there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Well, we're excited. We're just trying to do our part with upholding the kingdom with prayer. We have, of course, we'll be praying Saturday. All the intercessors coming together Saturday to pray. We just had Elder Gracie McCoy came down, did a prayer conference with us. She'll be coming back. Bishop is going to be coming with her.
Wow.
So we really look forward to that because we're trying to really, God told us so clearly, to in this area, and we have so many people coming from far and near, traveling from Alabama, Mississippi. They came in last time, and they're coming back again because God just said raise up this region, that we become a people of true prayer warriors. And so we're excited about it and just doing our part that God has called us to do. And so we really, really excited about it.
I tell you, Regional Director Edward Pierce at Changing the Generation, what's your address there, man? What's your
10148 Greenwell Springs Road, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70814.
And what's your service hour times there on Sunday?
9:15 Sundays and Bible study at 6:45 on Tuesdays.
Oh, my goodness. People of God, you want to make your way to Changing the Generation in Baton Rouge. I know many of you, praise the Lamb of God, that call in practically every day. And I know my daughters and his daughters are listening to it down in Baton Rouge in the beauty salon there. They normally call in almost every day. We thank and praise God for each of you all down there. Hallelujah. Carters, they always call in, praise God, and they visit the Change Generation Church there. But if you are in the area, make sure you visit this powerful, powerful man of God who walks in a warfare anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You want to see somebody?
You know they love
pray.
You and Bishop.
Say what now?
You know they, I say, well, you know, my people love you and Bishop Murphy.
We love some change. We love some change. And I ain't never been to a change that I didn't love. Hallelujah. All the change churches. Oh, my goodness. The change. changes, the Beacon Lights, all of them came out of changing the generation there in New Orleans. We love all of those churches. They carry the spirit of Bishop Morton in them, the spirit of excellence. All of them be pristine, clean, and great atmosphere and great hospitality. How can you not love a church like that? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are so happy you have called in. Boy, the lines are just lighting up here. Let me see if we have another question here. Stay with us, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
Okay, sir.
Here we go. 818. Your mic is hot. Hello? Here we go. 818. All right. Here's another
Hello?
One.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now.
Oh, good morning. How are you? Praise the Lord.
I'm fine.
This is Albertine, Cammie's friend from California.
All right. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. I've just been under just a lot of attack, and I just called just to ask for advice and get some prayer on some things. And after we spoke on Monday, you know, after we talked about my friend coming to church and getting baptized and, you know, getting saved, then yesterday they came, the guy banged on my door and threatened me and took my car and it's just been a lot of things going on. So I just, at this point, I'm just calling for prayer and just a little bit of guidance as to what I should do at this point.
Okay, now what do you need guidance about, though, as what you need to do?
They came and repoed my car and took my car, and I had made arrangements with the guy to come and make, you know, payments. And the guy, he just came and treated me so mean. He banged on my door. He threatened me. He was trying to make me give him my keys and call the police on me. And I know it's just an attack from, you know, from a lot of things that God has going on in my life. But, you know, sometimes you just get a little overwhelmed. And I just, you know, at this point, I just wanted to pray and figure out what I should do in that situation.
Okay. Do you have the money to pay in order to get the car back? Right?
No, because I don't have the money to pay to get it back because of the amount they keep asking for. They keep adding on more things, more fees. And I've just been praying, you know, for them to, because what they're charging me is way more than what I even owe, way more. So in a way, they're trying to get a little.
They probably tacked on the impoundment fee and all of that kind of thing. You know, I've known people's cars to get impounded before. Praise the Lamb of God. But this is what I want you to do. First of all, make up your mind whether or not you want the car. If you want that car, if you feel it's worth it for you to pay, praise the Lamb of God, then seek God for the finances for it. Praise
okay.
God. God will release that to you, and you will be able to go and get your car. Never look at the amount that something costs or how big your storm is. Always look at how big your God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What we say is a lot of money is only not even a penny in the eyes of God. So
Amen.
God can give you anything, praise the Lamb of God, that you need. There's one person who was sitting, I might need $3,000 this Sunday coming for my old budget, but Bishop Murphy may need $150,000 for his. But the
Amen.
Same God supplies all needs.
Amen.
According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and he will supply it for you. All you have to do is recognize who you are in God. You are God's child. And if you are living according to the standards of his word, you're paying your tithes, your seed sower, praise the Lamb of God, as sure as God lives, you are going to reap the benefit. God is going to bless you and bring you out of that on top. You have my word on that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, and we bless you for your daughter. And I pray now, Father, that door, that effectual door is open for her, that she might, hallelujah, go and take back what the enemy has taken. Forgive us, Father, for mismanagement. Forgive us, Father, hallelujah, for not doing what we needed to do at certain times. Give us another chance, for you're God of another chance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, even this man's heart, even you can turn it and you can turn this into a witnessing and testimony situation concerning your glory. We love you today. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
All right, baby. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to see breakthrough for you. I'm going to see it breakthrough. Praise the Lamb of God. And you watch what God does for you. Praise the Lamb of God. You be encouraged.
Okay, thank you so much. And God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you, dear. Praise God. Got another call up. Oh, this is Queen Bertha.
Hi, Prophet. How are you? Hi, Bishop Murphy Jr.
Bishop Murphy had to walk away for a minute. He's not sitting in the studio.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is there a difference in an intercessor and a prayer warrior, or are they one and the same?
Well, of course, if you're a prayer warrior, you have to be an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. But an intercessor does not necessarily have to be a prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
See, praise the Lamb of God. You see what I'm saying? In other words, one of them, both of them are intercessors, but a prayer warrior intercessor is a deeper, stronger degree of interacting against demonic forces, against the forces of darkness, as it relates to prayer. It's a greater measure, a greater pressing in, a greater degree of sacrifice and giving of the self and of the spirit when it comes down to the level of prayer and the depth of prayer that one prays. Matter of fact, let me see if my buddy is still here. Pastor Pierce, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Pastor Pierce flows in intercessory warfare. Did you hear that question?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I think it was, I heard it went in and out. I heard something about prayer warrior.
Yeah,
I didn't
prayer
hear.
Warrior versus the intercessor. She was asking what they are both the same, and I was sharing with her that both are intercessors, but the prayer warrior is a deeper, more intense, more sacrificial level or depth of intercession.
Yeah, and I think with the prayer warrior also is one that really consistently engages the principalities. I think the prayer warrior is the one that consistently, you know, engages the principalities and powers. You know, they really step into, you know, regions and atmospheres. They, you know, they really tear down things. I just believe that's the ones that really move into a place of strong warfare with the enemy.
And they
the
have
warrior, the unity of warfare. That's usually your warfare intercessors, the one that really go into battle. You know, it's your, I consider them the 911 intercessors.
Yeah. They always armored up because they recognize not only that they may be called on to engage the enemy at any time, but the enemy may engage them. So they keep their armor on. They keep their armor on at all times, and they're ready to roll out of the bed in prayer and engage.
I was just about to say that, Overseer, that literally you can wake them out of their sleep and, you know, need prayer. They go, you're going
to
swear, you know, this early in the morning.
Yeah, they're going to travail and supplication and will stay there the tenure until they receive release. Until they receive the victory, when the normal intercessor will pray and intercede for people, but they don't have that at that level of burden upon them. You know, in my book, The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, I deal with different degrees of burdens that we might receive from the Holy Spirit in prayer, and the intercessor warrior has a greater level of and weight of burden for whatever they're engaged in, and it will manifest even in their physical expression of prayer. They will move with warfare movements in their body. They will engage in tears, and sometimes their hands and their fists will be balled up and their arms swinging even as they're praying. I've seen warfare intercessors to that magnitude before. Yeah. But that was a great question, Bertha.
But also, Overseer, just to add to that, you know, and if by chance you know of one, when, you know, like you're trying to define prayer warrior and intercessor, also that prayer warrior has to be one that lives in a place of worship, because they're going to be in constant battle, mental attacks and warfare within the mind. Where the enemy be fighting, so they have to be one that lives in worship, because they have to live with constant downloads from heaven.
Truly.
They have to have consistent downloads from heaven. So, you know, just like you said, my mercies are new, so, you know, just like walking in and said, like, there's no, you can't get burned out, because, you know, anytime you get something new, you know, there's a freshness about it. And so he said his mercies are new every morning. So that prayer warrior has to be one that, you know, constantly lives in the presence of God and consistent worship throughout the day.
Yeah, it has been fatal to many and detrimental to many of intercessors who have engaged in warfare prayer and then dropped their guards and have walked as though the war was over, when in fact the enemy was preparing a backlash against them and comes against them unaware. You never want the enemy to come against you unaware. So the warfare has to stay on the wall, stay in a mode or in a conscious of that attack can come at any time, that engagement can come at any time. Warfare intercessors can be driving down the street and have to pull over. I'm serious. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is our Pastor Pierce, and this leads also to what I'm teaching in my ministry at the church there, and that I was going to go into just a little bit here right before Bishop Murphy came into the studio. I wanted to engage the minds of the people into the ascension gifts and things of that nature. I'm teaching the gifts, all of the gifts, healing and everything, and connecting it to the prophetic. One of the downfalls of the entire Christian movement is the fact that there are too many believers, no matter what rank of ministry that they engage in, that cannot and have not brought themselves to the place to be able to hear God on a dime, at any time, under any circumstance, in any situation. And this is crucial to me in this latter-day outpouring. If God is pouring his spirit out on all flesh and your sons and daughters will prophesy, then the first level of the prophetic is your ear must be open.
Yes.
Your inner
yes.
ear must be
yes.
open to the voice of God.
Yes. Yes.
And then you must stay, as the old people used to say in the South, you must stay in shouting distance.
Yes, yes.
When it
yes.
comes to your no, relationship with God.
As, you know, John said that in Revelation, he said, I heard. He turned to the voice. He heard the voice. Then he saw. You know, our seeing is always after our hearing.
Right. And then he comes out and says, blessed is he that heareth what the Spirit
yes.
saith.
Yes. Yes.
Blessed is he that heareth what the Spirit is Yeah. And so we have to come to that place. We have to come to that dynamic place in God that we are hearing, praise the Lamb of God, what God is saying in this season, and have ourselves on point. The warfare intercessor is one that has to be there more than anybody. It's like a police on duty at all times and have radios and stuff, but then he leave his radio in the car and he go in the place and sit there and eat donuts and drink coffee, but he's really on duty and they're calling him, but he can't hear.
Yes,
because he has left his device in the car.
Yeah,
he's not prepared. You don't understand the importance of keeping his device that he hears through close to him.
That's
so
right.
He can always be on call.
That's right. That's right. There must be a stillness of your spirit, and that's one of the things. And that's one of the whole reasons of waiting on God. Waiting on God is not that he's trying to withhold something from you, because God is ever speaking. He's ever word proceed. He's ever speaking. We have to still our spirits, our minds, our souls, so that we can hear the word that's going forth in the atmosphere.
Truly.
Elijah heard the still small voice.
Right. Exactly. Hold on one second. Erico 864, you've been holding a long time. I'm sorry if I better overlook that number. 864, are you there?
Yes, Prophet. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you doing today, honey?
I am great. I was just calling in. I was trying to get in before Imagineese prayed so that we could pray for our women and for our men. We just had a boyfriend stab his girlfriend to death yesterday. So
wow.
It's just heavy over heart. So
Lord,
as she prayed, I went into prayer on that.
You said a young man stabbed his girlfriend to death?
Yes, sir.
On yesterday. Lord have mercy. People and children of God, that ain't that much love in the world, I promise you. There's not that much love. There's not that much jealousy. You have lost your mind when you go there. Praise. And now I'm just being honest with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you're going to kill somebody because you love them so much and they broke your heart and they cheated on you or something of that nature. That is just, it's best to just walk away. Just walk away and tell them, have a nice life, and thanks for letting me know you're not the one, and continue on your life journey. That's all of that is really, oh, my God, praise God. We will deal with that, Sylvia, and maybe tomorrow we can make that one a topic to talk about or tomorrow. Bring that to my attention early on in the show tomorrow. And we'll make that a topic to talk about tomorrow because that's very, very serious. Okay, hold on a minute. I got another caller here.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Erico 870. Erico 870, your mic is hot.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, who's calling?
My name is Rock.
Okay. Where are you calling from, sir?
Arkansas.
All right, and what's the nature of your call today?
I just called for prayer.
You just called for prayer? Is there any is there any certain area of prayer that we're focusing on today?
In the area of the gift of music.
Of the gift of music?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we have intercessors here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Pierce, will you pray for him for me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
What do you want me to pray for?
I want you to pray for him. He's asking us to pray for the gift of
music. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Father, how we worship you, we magnify you right now, God. We place you, first of all, where you belong, high and lifted up, your train, your presence, your glory will fill the temple. We decree and declare right now that the blessing of God will fall upon this, my brother,
for he's seeking out the gift of music, God. And we ask that you would give him a minstrel anointing, God, where he won't play for gain, but he will play for your heart, God. We decree and declare that the Levitical priesthood would fall upon him, that you would engage him in true worship and in intercession, God. We decree and declare that your hand would be upon him. Even now we pray for the anointing of God, that the rivers of living water will flow from his life. Even now we decree and declare that you would propel him into a greater place of understanding of who you are, God, that he may, his eyes may be open and enlightened through the knowledge of who you are, and that he may understand and recognize who you are, God, that he may be able to express who you are through music. We thank you in advance that you have seated him in heavenly places, far above every principality and power, and we thank you right now that victory is already his. We shouting right now that you've already given it unto him. We pray even now for an anointing upon his musical ability, that he would even have the power and authority to cause walls of Jericho to fall right now. We decree it. We declare it. We pray for your greater anointing. We pray for your spirit without measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brother. Is that all right with you, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You be blessed today, okay? Thank you for calling in and continue to call in. We're here every day for you. All right.
Prophet, is the guy, he's already gone.
Yeah. You need to talk to him?
I was about to ask him, just wondering what was he doing to advance. You know, one thing about just praying for the gift, but there's
right.
something that Paul, we have to play in it also.
Right. My brother,
you know,
are you still there? Young
yes,
man. Okay, what's your name again?
Rod.
Now,
yes, sir.
The pastor is asking, what are you doing to engage yourself in music ministry?
I'm taking lessons now, so you know, you got to link up with the right people, because there's so many musicians that's not living holy, or neither will they teach you the right thing, you know.
This is true.
And so,
this is true.
So I have to be led by the Holy Ghost. And you know, I've been waiting on the right person to teach me, because you know, a lot of people using transpose and stuff like that, and I've been asking God to break me from that. I want to learn everything and every key, you know.
My God. Because
I had a very strange dream last night, and I believe God is going to take me to the next level. So,
well, brother, if you pursue it, the Lord will. If you pursue it in prayer and pursue
and you
it
run
in
after
your
his heart, you run
yeah.
after the heart of God, run after
right.
his heart, and you automatically be able to, you know, one thing about it, oftentimes most people pray and sing and do what they do for the audience that's watching. But
right.
you need to pray, sing, do what you do for the heavenly audience that's looking
oh
in.
Oh, my God.
You want to engage heaven. And when you
that's
engage heaven, you're going to automatically cause the people to be engaged.
Right.
You want to do it for them. I'm not doing it unto them. I'm seeking God's heart. Lord, are you pleased with me? And that's with anything you do, the singing, because you are literally ministering. You're not singing. You're not playing. You are ministering, because, you know, when Saul needed the evil spirit off him, he called for a musician. But every musician can't play away the witch spirit, can't pray away the evil spirit. But when you move in true prophetic authority, and that's what we decree over you, Ralph, decreeing a prophetic authority in your playing and in your singing and in your ministry, that you would move in an ability that will cause literally the demons to tremble when you put your hands upon the music, because there is authority in music. And he was able to drive that evil spirit away from Saul. So we pray that over you. You just keep seeking God's heart. He's going to send what needs to come your way. But don't make the mistake of counting on people. You know, let God do it. You count on the Spirit, and you look to God, but he's going to send what's needed as you move
Hallelujah.
On.
My God in heaven, praise. Now, that's good directness there. So I really like what he was saying about singing to the heavenly audience. My daughter, all she sings sometimes, and she go into this flow, and then she say, my audience of one, she be singing to the Lord, and the power of God moves so mightily as in praise and worship. Young man, I also want to tell you that be careful, and I know you must discern and have that level of intuitiveness about you to be able to know the truth from the lie. But don't allow the enemy to sow into you a spirit of judgment and cause you to be judging people. Make sure that you stay in a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you, even when you find out about other musicians and things of this nature and their doings, that you don't do, because you have sanctified your life, intercede and pray for them. Because we discussed last night that sometimes one of the analogies I used is sometimes God shows you the bad to show you how not to be. He's revealing to you how not to be, and then he shows you good in the way that he wants you to be. So be encouraged in your music ministry, and we'll continue to pray for you. Be blessed now. Okay, Rob?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. God bless you.
Hey, man, that was wonderful. There's many people that don't want to play for the heart of God, and we're missing that so much.
Yeah, they don't want to play for the heart of God.
They still have missionaries that want to talk.
And that's all areas of ministry. You know, that's the prophetic. That's even intercessory prayer. That's all. People do so much to be seen and to be heard by men and to receive accolades and the praise of men instead of giving, directing their focus up to God. I was sharing with someone last night on the phone that one of the downfalls in their prayer life is even when they start singing, they sing to edify themselves and not to edify God. When you sing to the Lord, hallelujah, a new song, you're going to invoke the very presence of God. And I think, Pastor Pierce, that's why the Lord moves so mightily on this show, and this show has been so successful, because I'm not here for me.
Yeah.
I don't sell me on this show. I sell God on this show. I sell the anointing on this show. I sell the giftings on this show. I give out what God desires for us to be doing in this season so that we can be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My heart is really going out to my daughter Sylvia. Hallelujah. About that murder. I am so burdened with these young people's murder. I was just looking yesterday at this young Indian actress, 25 years old. And I'm talking about as pretty as all outdoors, and they just found her hung in a home. The spirit of suicide is so prevalent. And these young people are killing each other left and right. A whole generation is about to be wiped out. Unless, and this is how I started the show today, unless prayer warriors, intercessors, and witnesses come from behind the walls of the church.
Yeah.
And start doing what is necessary, what Christ really wants us to do, people of God. Hallelujah.
But most importantly, Prophet, we have to recognize, and I think that's what all of us, we have to take a step back and really begin to assess everything, because what happens is, I mean, oftentimes we see the behavior of individuals and we begin to judge them based upon their behavior. We become angry with them or upset. They're never going to change. And we never actually deal with what the problem is. There should never be a time where I become angry with you if I truly understand and I'm awake, because there's nothing, it's not you who's the problem. It's what's behind you, and Jesus helped us to understand that. You remember the demoniac, they were trying to bind him in chains and stop him from breaking chains. They couldn't deal with him. But then all of a sudden, when Jesus showed up, Jesus didn't deal with the man, because the man, he didn't know any better, because there was something controlling him. And Jesus dealt with what was controlling him, and then they found him in his right mind and his right clothes, you know, with clothes on in his right mind, because Jesus dealt with dealing with him, just like with Peter.
He didn't deal with Peter. Right.
You know, Peter, he said, "Satan, get thee behind me." He wasn't mad with Peter. Peter, you don't know no better, but there's a force that's trying to work on you and use you to get to me and stop me from my purpose. And I think, and that's what we have to turn back. I can love you even in all your mistakes, because I'm not angry with you. I'm dealing with the spirit that's trying to utilize you, or that's trying to take over you. So I'm binding that. Mm-hmm. And until we recognize as the church, can we truly exhibit the love of Christ? Because Christ can always love you, because it's never you. It's the spirit, it's the demon, it's the influence that's trying to influence and take over. So that's what we deal with. And that's where our fight is, because we can't be ignorant of his devices. He said, my weapon is never flesh and blood. He said, so if the battle is never flesh and blood, then why I'm getting mad with my neighbor? And the person ain't speaking to their church. And we all got to recognize that, because it's never a flesh and blood battle. And so our weapons can't be carnal.
I dealt with that last night, Pierce, praise, in my presentation on the gifts, and I dealt with the same. I used the same storyline you just used as one of my point scriptures and stories concerning the demonic at Gadara, and when the service when I finished ministering, we opened up the prophetic flow. Watch this. And I also dealt with the little boy that the Mount of Transfiguration.
Yeah.
Why did a woman was sitting there with the spirit of suicide on her, and the Lord speaks to me and said, call her forth and prepare to cast out and call out that spirit. And I'm telling you, I knew the woman. I know her. I looked dead in her eyes, into her spirit, and I saw that demon.
Wow.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood.
That's right.
And so since I wasn't wrestling with flesh and blood, I didn't deal with her that way. I dealt with the authority of the Christos anointing in me and told Satan, you know me because you know Christ that's in me.
That's right. That's right.
And because of Christ, I can say this to you. I saw you fall like lightning. You're cast down. You're under her feet. And I cast you forth from her. And man, we had a live exorcism right there.
Wow.
Right there
The authority the world needs to see now.
That's the authority the world needs to see now. We had it last night in our service. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you're not going to see that until we stop looking at people. Until we stop blaming stuff and criticizing and pointing fingers and see the spirit behind it. Even in Luke's rendition of the Transfiguration, Luke called the demonic boy epileptic.
That's right.
He had epileptic seizures and fits that he cast himself in the fire and in the water. That's suicide.
That's right.
That's suicidal.
That's right.
And then we want to go put them on Ritalin, and we want to put these kids on all this stuff. We just need to do what Jesus said. Bring them to me.
That's right.
Jesus said, you can't do nothing with them. Bring them here. Bring them to me. I'll take care of this. Hallelujah. I get holy indignation now.
That's something we're going to start at our church, you know, and I'm going to call it the Circle Makers. You know, that's from that book, Circle Makers, where we're going to begin to engage true warfare over our children. We're going to put them right in the circle. We're going to surround them and really begin to go to war for our kids.
Pierce, that's what I did last night. I called up four of my strong prayer warriors and people who are new put a chain circle around her. And I told her,
right,
don't let her out the circle. And I prayed for her.
Right.
And then I called that spirit out. They didn't even know what I was about to do. I just put it in the circle and said, don't let her out. Pray for her.
Then
I called it out.
That's right.
And she tried to break out of that circle.
That's right.
Jeez.
Because they want to be free. They want to be free.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. See, the girl,
they just said, show me the power.
The girl called me for help yesterday.
Yeah.
She called me
yesterday
and told me what was going on with her. And I said, meet me at the church tonight at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
And then I prepared myself. I put on my armor. Y'all ain't listening to me.
Oh, shit, I did it.
Hallelujah. I shrouded my feet. Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise the Lord.
And you know what about this generation? We can't get mad with this generation. I shared this at this youth service last week. I said, we can't get mad at this generation. This is the generation that needs to see the fire fall from heaven. So they just said, show me the power. If you got to show it to them, but and they're not, because they don't know church. They don't know protocol. They didn't grow up in homes where the mama was playing on piano, you know, and they listen to all the church songs and how to act in church. They need to see power that's going to make them know this stuff is real.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but do you know last night when I finished, I wanted to pray for all the children, so I had all the kids come to me, and I anointed them with oil and just laid my hand on my head and prayed the prayer of protection over them. Do you know the kids were afraid to approach me?
Wow.
And I looked at one of them come and hugged me, one of the girls. I said, what are you scared of me? And she said, yeah. I said, wow. And then they looked over at the lady sitting there. What they witnessed, it was a new reverence for the anointing that's on my life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
In the eyes of the church. People of God, we're out of time. Let me ask you today, praise the Lamb of God, you hearing this show, whether you're hearing it via the internet or by phone, or even those who will listen to the archives, praise the Lamb of God, won't you make a conscious decision to make a donation today to the support this ministry? All you have to do is go to PSMINTL.org and support this ministry. There's also information there concerning our upcoming events, especially the gathering that's going to be held in Chicago, Illinois, where we're going to be warring for the prophetic promises, and we're inviting you to come and be with us there in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois, this fall. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love all of you. Don't forget the prayer call, praise the Lamb of God, on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. with the Intercessory Prayer Ministry International Prayer Call. Some of us have never been on something that dynamic. You need to come and join us on tomorrow night, and let's pray for our youth. Let's pray for our churches, our pastors, our leaders. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray for the power to witness and bring down the walls and bind the strong man so we can do that God would have us to do. Thank you for being here first, the Pastor Pierce, Sylvia, praise the Lamb, Matt, Janice, all of you, Bishop William H. Murphy, Jr., thank you for hosting us today up here at Newmount Moriah on the campus. We thank God for you all. Listen, you know I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is doing something. He's making us all brand new.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that from the clay. My life I give to you in worship.